This is today's Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature with Bible teacher Daniel Litton. Now, today's message.
I don't care how good of a reputation he had had. For me, he was too pushy, and he ended up not getting any more of my business as a result. I am a firm believer in that the more a group jokes, the more something is wrong. There shouldn't be a need for excessive joking, even good-natured joking. If you're part of a Bible study that is full of joking, then something is wrong. Sure, you can a little bit, but excessive joking means the group is trying to ward off an uncomfortable vibe for some reason. This can be the result of self-righteousness or pride in the air. It can be the result of people in the group feeling inferior and not having enough self-worth. But joking or teasing should never get to the point of bullying. If the person doesn't take well to your joke, note that and don't do it again. Don't become a harasser. By avoiding treating others wrong, you only help yourself to feel good. And by stepping in when someone else is doing wrong, you can bring peace to a potentially bad situation.
Thanks, Daniel. You can listen to full messages from Bible teacher Daniel Litton at peacetoliveby.org. Also, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/peacetoliveby.